Did Jesus Christ work on the Sabbath day? The answer may surprise you. And if Jesus did work on the Sabbath, then how do you explain that? How do you explain it to people who don't believe in keeping God's fourth commandment? How would you explain it to liberal theologians who think that God's law is done away? How would you just explain it to anyone who might ask you the question? We're supposed to be able to explain the reason for our beliefs. If the Bible did say that Jesus worked on the Sabbath, then how do you explain that? Today I'd like to explain a difficult scripture found in John chapter 5 and verse 17 and answer the question, did Jesus work on the Sabbath? So let's go ahead and open our Bibles, turn over to the book of John. I'm going to be using both the New King James Version and the Living Bible. I'm going to start with the New King James. Now, chapter 5 of the book of John, and beginning in verse 16. I'm reading in the New King James right now. John 5:16. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. Now, we'll find out what he did in a minute here. But verse 17 says, But Jesus answered them, My Father has been working. Now, notice that God the Father was working, and this is all in conjunction with the Sabbath day now. My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. Now, how about that? Now, God the Father and Jesus were working on the Sabbath. Now, verse 18, Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now, this was the point that really galled them, the fact that Jesus thought of himself as being equal with God. There are other scriptures along this line, too. There's one in Philippians 2:6 where it says Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And Jesus was acting as if he were equal with God. Now, it's important to remember that point, that Jesus was equal with God. Now, let's back up and get the context of this. Going back to verse 5, we're going to read the story that led up to these verses here. And I'm going to switch over to the Living Bible here, simply for clarity and to get the context of the verses we just read. Okay, you follow along in your Bible. Verse 5. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. Now, that's a long time. When Jesus saw him and knew how long he had been ill, he asked him, Would you like to get well? Dropping down to verse 8, Jesus told him, Stand up, roll up your sleeping mat, and go on home. Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up the mat and began walking. But it was on the Sabbath when this miracle was done. Okay, this was the Sabbath day when Jesus healed this man. So the Jewish leaders objected. They said to the man who was cured, You can't work on the Sabbath. It's illegal to carry that sleeping mat. The man who healed me told me to, was his reply. Who said such a thing as that? They demanded. The man didn't know, and Jesus had disappeared into the crowd. But afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and told him, Now you are well, don't sin as you did before, or something even worse may happen to you. Then the man went to find the Jewish leaders and told them it was Jesus who had healed him. Now we're back to verse 16 again. So they began harassing Jesus as a Sabbath breaker. Then the Jewish leaders were all the more eager to kill him because in addition to disobeying their Sabbath laws, now notice in the Living Bible it says their Sabbath laws, he had spoken of God as his Father, thereby making himself equal with God. Okay, now, there's a very, very interesting story there. Now, it's important now to realize that Jesus was both God and man. When he was born, his mother Mary was a human being. His father was God. Now, Jesus was both God and man. Now, as a human being, Jesus was a carpenter. He was the son of a carpenter. And as a carpenter and as a human being, he never worked on the Sabbath. Never. It was his custom to keep the Sabbath day as a human being. And he never sinned. He never broke the Sabbath. But on the other hand, Jesus was God also. And as God, he worked the works of God on the Sabbath. He healed people, as was in this example here. He healed that man. He taught people. He did many good works to draw people closer to God on the Sabbath. And so he did the work of God on the Sabbath. And that's why it's important to realize that there in verse 18, he was making himself equal to God. Because God does things on the Sabbath. God makes the Sabbath day holy. That's God's work. God inspires the Sabbath services. We had an opening prayer. We asked God to inspire everything that's said and done in the Sabbath service. Now, we're supposed to cease from our human physical work and assemble together, and that gives God a wonderful opportunity to inspire us and to bless us and help us to draw closer to God and to do good works. Jesus said it's lawful to do good works on the Sabbath. Now, Jesus was the Lord of the Sabbath. He said so in another scripture. And he said the Sabbath was made for man. And who was it who made the Sabbath? God created all things through Jesus Christ. It was Jesus Christ himself who made the Sabbath. He's the one on the seventh day back in Genesis who created the Sabbath for man. So he's the creator of it. And being the Lord of the Sabbath, well, we don't want to judge him for what he did on the Sabbath. And he said, my Father's working and I'm working too on the Sabbath. But it was the work of God, not regular human physical work. It was the work of God to help people on the Sabbath that he made for people. Now let's turn over to chapter 7, John chapter 7 and verse 21. Let's go a little further here in the book of John. I'm going to read it, this one also in the Living Bible. John 7, verses 21 through 24. Now, this is referring to the same incident we just read, where Jesus healed that man on the Sabbath. Jesus is recalling this incident as he's speaking. Jesus replied, I worked on the Sabbath by healing a man, and you were surprised. But you work on the Sabbath too, whenever you obey Moses' law of circumcision. Actually, however, this tradition of circumcision is older than the Mosaic law. For if the correct time for circumcising your children falls on the Sabbath, you go ahead and do it, as you should. So why should I be condemned for making a man completely well on the Sabbath? Think this through, and you will see that I am right. Now, I'm going to read verse 24 in another translation or two here. I have the Four Translation New Testament here. And in the Williams translation, verse 24, it says, stop judging superficially. You must judge fairly. In the Beck translation, don't judge by what you see, but be fair when you judge. King James says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Okay, Jesus is on trial. You're the judge. He did something on the Sabbath. Now, we're supposed to be judges, you know. Paul said that, don't you know that the saints will judge the world? You know, back in 1 Corinthians 6, And in Revelation 20, it says, well, judgment was committed to the saints, you know, when they come up in the first resurrection. We're supposed to judge. Now, how do you judge Jesus? Now, you, the reader, are forced to make the same judgment call that those Pharisees did. They saw what he did. They heard what he said. He worked on the Sabbath. He said so. But what did he do? He healed a man. Now, Jesus says, now, you better be careful how you judge. Don't judge superficially. And, you know, by the way, he could have added, I made the Sabbath. I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. I know what I'm doing. And he was using this time to heal and to do things that would draw people closer to God on God's holy day. He was doing the work of God. So be careful how we judge. Now, let's flip over to chapter 9, and we'll see one more example here, something Jesus did on the Sabbath. John chapter 9, I'm back in the New King James now. Verse 1, now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from his birth. John 9, verse 2, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now notice verses 3 and 4. Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God, should be revealed in him. Verse 4, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. Now Jesus is about to do the work of God. And you'll see it's on the Sabbath. Now, verse 6, when he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the man, the blind man, with the clay. He said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went back and washed and came back seeing. Now down in verse 13, they brought him, who formerly was blind, to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Uh-oh, it was the Sabbath. Verse 15, then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to them, he put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Therefore some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. Now what did Jesus do? Yes, he worked the works of God on the Sabbath, but he made a blind man see. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. Well, there you go. There was a division. It seems like whenever God does something in this world of Satan, you know, during the 6,000-year period, well, you know, some people think it's good, some people think it's not good. There was a division. And down in verse 24, so they again called the man who was blind and said to him, give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner. They were accusing Jesus of being a sinner. He answered and said, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. Okay. So Jesus said back in chapter 7, well, be careful how you judge. Now, we shouldn't condemn Jesus for healing people, for doing good works. Now, Jesus tells us it's lawful to do good on the Sabbath. And, you know, some people might think that any particular action or activity might be right, and some might think it's wrong. You know, the Sabbath is a day devoted to God and godly activities. When our kids were small, I used to sometimes take them down to the lake on the Sabbath, and I thought this was okay because we went down to the lake to look at things that God made and to be in God's creation, and it was a way for the family to draw closer together. Once or twice, I'd take them to the zoo. Not very often, but we wanted to see the animals that God made. Well, sometimes you might try certain things, you know. If it's in the spirit of the Sabbath, it should be okay. But, you know, that's really beyond the scope of the sermonette today. I don't really want to get into what's right and what's wrong, but the question is, did Jesus work on the Sabbath? And how do we explain that scripture? Well, Jesus did work on the Sabbath, but he worked the works of God, not the works of men. He healed people, he did a lot of teaching and a lot of good works. And that's how both God and Jesus work on the Sabbath day.